Welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History, as well as a few other history books. Now, taking you back to 1518 today, in the reign of King Henry VIII, for it was on this day in Tudor history, the 5th of October 1518, that two-year-old Princess Mary, and here I'm talking about the daughter of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon, rather than Henry's sister Mary. Well, she became betrothed to François, the Dauphin of France. That means he was the heir to the throne of France. And he was just a few months old at the time. So we have a two-year-old and a boy of a few months old becoming betrothed. And they became betrothed in a ceremony in Queen Catherine of Aragon's chamber at Greenwich Palace. Now, according to the notarial attestation by Robert Tonies and John Barrett, after an oration de laudibus matrimoni by Dr. Cuthbert Tunstall, Admiral Bonnivet, who was standing in for the Dauphin at the ceremony, took little Princess Mary's hand and espoused her in the name of the Dauphin of France, and the King and Queen espoused the Dauphin in the person of Lord Bonnivet to the Princess. Bonnivet then placed a ring on the fourth finger of Mary's right hand with the assistance of Cardinal Wolsey. King Henry VIII and Bonnivet then signed oaths. Now, after this betrothal ceremony, King Henry VIII went to the high altar of his chapel at Greenwich and took an oath to the treaty that had been agreed the day before, a treaty between France and England. And the French ambassadors also swore to this oath on behalf of King Francis I of France. The treaty that they were agreeing to and which this betrothal was part of was the Treaty of London, Cardinal Thomas Wolsey's Treaty of Universal Peace. Now, as well as this betrothal, the treaty also stated that Tournai, which had been conquered by King Henry VIII in 1513, was to be restored to France, with Francis I agreeing to pay 600,000 crowns for the city and 400,000 crowns for the castle which had been built there. There was also further payment due from Francis on behalf of the citizens of the city for their liberties and franchises. Chronicler Edward Hall recorded, "Upon these agreements to be performed, it was concluded that the city of Tournai should be delivered to the French king. The Frenchmen, the sooner to come to their purpose, made a pretense of marriage to be had between the Dauphin, son and heir to the French king, and the Lady Mary, the king's daughter, which was agreed upon this condition, that if they both consented at lawful age, then to be firm and stable, or else not, for they were both very young." As Hall points out, it was decided that the betrothal would only be binding if Mary and François consented to it when they were older. Now, this betrothal did end up being broken off. It was broken off in 1521, so just 3 years later, when instead Mary was contracted to marry her cousin, Charles V, Holy Roman Emperor. Of course, that didn't go ahead either, and Mary didn't marry until 1554, when she was Queen Mary I, and she married her ex-fiancé Charles V's son, Philip of Spain. And in fact, when she married Philip of Spain, although, you know, her first betrothal sort of happened when she was, you know, a toddler, when she actually married, she was 38 years old. She'd been betrothed when she was princess, when she was Henry VIII's sort of heir. But of course, Henry VIII, when he had his marriage to Catherine of Aragon annulled, he made Mary illegitimate. And so, of course, she wasn't really a good match for anyone who wanted to have their son or daughter, a prince or a prince or a count or a duke or whatever, linked to the illegitimate daughter of the King of England. It really, yes, it wasn't a good marriage match. So poor Mary was left to her own devices until she could sort out her own marriage when she was queen. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.